Ramban addresses one of the fascinating questions in all of Chumash, which is whether or not the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were familiar with Torah, if they learned Torah, if they observed Torah. And one of the primary sources in the discussion is a comment that Hashem makes to Yaakov, to Yitzchak in this week's parasha, when he says, I'm going to fulfill the oath, the shvuah that I took to Avraham, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bokol. He says, because Avraham listened to my voice, Vayishmor Mishmartin, not only did he obey my voice, but he observed all of my safeguards, my mishmeres, mitzvosai, chukosai, v'soirosai. Not just that, but he kept all of my mitzvos, my commandments, my chukim, my decrees, and my toirosai, and my teachings. It's a very strange thing that Hashem says that Avram did four things. He was shoimer, my mishmarti, my guardings, my mitzvos, my chukim, my toros. What are all of these things? So Rashi comments that all of these things are references to later aspects of Torah. That the phrase Vayishmor Mishmarti, he even safeguarded it, that even refers to Gzeres Midrabanan. He even kept concepts of Shabbos that were later established by the Chachamim to protect Shabbos. And mitzvosai are the mitzvos that are so obvious that they wouldn't even needed to have been said, like not to steal or not to kill. And the chukim are the types of mitzvos that the Yetzer Hara, Rashi says, and the Umos Ha'olam, the nations of the world, they give us trouble with, and they say, ridiculous, why are you doing these things? Like not eating chazir, what's wrong with that? Why can't you wear shatnez? These are things which we only know about because Hashem decreed. And not only did Avram keep all of those things, but he also kept the Torosai, which refers to, Rashi says, the Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha Moshe Misinai. All of these things are included, all the different levels of Torah, even some Gzeiros Midrabanan, and Avraham kept all of these things. So says Rashi, based on Chazal, on that pasuk. So the Ramban has a comment on that, which he says even before that, he comments, he says it actually later, but just to mention, he says, really, al derech ha-pshat, this is a medrash understanding those terms of the Mishmeres, and the Chukim, and the Toros, and the Mitzvos. Al pi pshat, the Ramban says, what simply Hashem is saying is that you kept four different things of what I've asked of you. The mishmeres, the mishmarti, my safeguards, that's actually a reference, Ramban says, to emuna. That's a reference to the fact that you believe in me, which is shamar bilibo, which is kept dear and close in your heart. And the idea of mitzvosai are the commands that I've given you. I gave you the command of lech lecha. I gave you the command of take your son and bring him to me as an ola. By the Akedah, I gave you a command to send Hagar away from the home. So there are a number of mitzvos that I gave you. The chukos, that language is specifically, the Ramban says, is laleches bedarkei Hashem, to walk in the way of Hashem, to be a chanun and a rachum, to be merciful, to be gracious, to be an oisei tztaka, umishpat. That's what it means to follow in my chukim. And Torosai, that you follow my teachings, that's a reference specifically to Bris Milah, that I gave you that mitzvah, as well as all the other mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. So as far as Pshako, says the Ramban, all of these phrases are actual things which were relevant to Avram in his life, either that Hashem gave him specifically, or the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, and we don't have to get involved in that he knew all of Torah or kept them. But, says the Ramban, as Rashi quotes, Chazal saw in these phrases, not just the Pshat, things that were relevant to Avram in his own life, but that he kept all of the mitzvahs. All of those which make sense, the ones which are chukim. He even kept Gzeres Midrabanan. He kept all of the Torahs, Torah Shebaal Peh. He kept the Halacha Mishmisinai. Says the Ramban, that concept is built on an idea that Avraham was well aware and he understood it, Beruach HaKodesh, says the Ramban, that it was taught to him on such a level, and because he understood it through Ruach HaKodesh, he was Osek Ba, he toiled and learned it, Uvitame Mitzvoseha V'sodoseha, and the reasons behind it, all of the wisdom of Torah, and he observed it, Kemisha Eino Mitzuvet V'oseh, as if somebody was not required to, but he did it anyway. The Gemara often talks about sometimes we have mitzvahs which we're required to do, and then a person can sometimes fulfill something that is an Eino Mitzuvet V'oseh. So Avraham was an Eino Mitzuvah, as were all of the Avos. However, says the Ramban, Ushmiraso Osahaya Ba'aretz Bilvad. He only observed these mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban is addressing this issue because he's troubled by a question of, if we're going to say, as Chazal do, that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, asks the Ramban, we see numerous instances where they violated mitzvos of the Torah. Most famously, that Yaakov Avinu marries two sisters. So how could it be that we say that the Avos were aware, they taught and kept all of Torah, even Midrabanans, and Yaakov violates an explicit Isser in the Torah. We also find that Moshe was Hekim Shneimasar Matseva. He also set up various different pillars to be have korbanos brought on them, as did Avram. And a matzeva is a specific type of altar that you're not allowed to bring. The Torah specifically forbids it. So how do we have examples of the avos violating mitzvahs in the Torah? And so the Ramban addresses this. He has a couple of various attempts. That which he holds is the most logical is that it was specifically only in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the avos kept Torah. Ki ha-mitzvos mishpat elokei ha-aretzein. Because there's something unique, a relationship between Torah and the land of Eretz Yisrael, something which we've begun to address earlier, which he's going to get back to later. Rashi in Sefer Devarim describes that as well, that even when we are exiled in Kriya Shema, we have the pasuk of to still fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. As the Ramban there is going to speak at length, that even when we're in the exile, the Torah commands us to keep mitzvahs, but that's only so that we know what we're doing when we get back. But really, really, mitzvahs are only applicable in the land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's not to say that it's a gzer midrabanan. The Torah requires us to do the mitzvahs, but the Ramban understands only, Rashi quotes this as well, only so that we know what to do when we get back, because really that's where it's supposed to be. Therefore, the avos only kept Torah inside the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's why Yaakov marries two sisters outside, and immediately upon his entry, Rachel dies. He never really lives inside the land of Israel married to two sisters. The fact that the Avos, Avram and Moshe built this type of Mizbeach, that's also not a problem, because the Torah itself says it used to be beloved to Hashem, those types of Mizbeach, but when the Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, started using it for Avodah Zarah, then Hashem forbade it in the Torah. And the Ramban similarly mentions, we find another example where Yosef observed Shabbos, the Gemara, the Medrash says, in Mitzrayim. The Ramban says that's also a unique exception because of the power of Shabbos and the concepts of Emunah, and he wanted to teach his sons, even living in Mitzrayim, about those ideas, so he observed Shabbos there. But the main idea that the Ramban addresses here, that he's going to again address several times throughout his parish, is that yes, the Avos indeed knew Kol HaTorah Kula. They observed Kol HaTorah Kula. They learned Torah, but they only did so while in the land of Eretz Yisrael because of the special unique relationship between the land and Torah.